They take in stray dogs no one else wants, but Turtle Gardens is closing. Yesterday, it was announced that the dog rescue not-for-profit organization would shut its doors. One of the people who received a dog from this organization tells us what the closure means for her.
My name is Daisha, and I live in Kamloops, BC, and I know of Turtle Gardens because we adopted our dog from there back in August of last year. Well, when I saw it this morning, it just broke my heart because knowing that our dog was rescued from a fate that could have involved illness or death, being a stray and being rescued from Turtle Gardens, it just meant life for him, and it meant a future living with us. And knowing that Turtle Gardens might close, it just means that so many dogs out there are losing their chance of a future.
And we are joined this morning by the president of Turtle Gardens, Yvette Labatt, joins me by phone. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning.
Why have you decided to shut the doors on Turtle Gardens?
What we have done is we've got a complaint. We do know who actually originated the anonymous complaint. It's a small community. You hear things. But the complaint and the SPCA has come in, and they've told us that until we allow them in the house, which is they will continue to come back and come back until they can come in the house and check out, make sure we have all our dogs safe in the house.
Okay, so a complaint was made by somebody in the community. The SPCA came to investigate. Why not just let them into the house?
We have human aggressive dogs, and we have a lot of human aggressive dogs.
And what does that mean exactly?
It means that dogs that will bite humans. We rescue dogs that nobody else will take, and we rehab them. A lot of them are just fear biters, and we are able to turn them around and place them in homes carefully, very carefully. And others are never allowed, safe around a whole bunch of people, therefore they are in behind the fence. Our fences are 11 feet high, and the gates are in such a way that they don't open easily, so that people cannot walk in, and these dogs are safe.
Well, I'm still a bit unclear as to why you wouldn't let the SPCA in.
If they want to come in, they can see every dog in the yard. It's my home, and it's peace. It's my peace and tranquility. And why would they need to come in? Every time I have dealt with the SPCA, they have been arrogant, and they have always found something, anything, to nitpick. They are never happy, and we never, ever are up to snuff. And we are definitely not up to snuff with the Kennel Act, because we do pack-oriented group foster.
And what does that mean?
That means that our dogs are loose in the house, and I live with them. My house is their house, and the furniture, we have the minimal furniture, and the dogs have lots of Karanda beds and dog beds, and they live in the house with me. They sleep in bed with me. Every time I take my dogs to bed, I contravene the Kennel Act, because they don't have 1 meter per dog, because they're all crowded around me and on me.
So are you concerned then that if the SPCA were to come in to investigate, they would shut you down in any event?
Yes, because we don't, that the our house is our house, and we you can't measure the space for each and every dog. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
It's not concrete pens. We don't have cages. We don't have They are in the house all over the place.
So clearly you have a different way of rehabilitating these dogs. What does it mean for dogs in the community and across northern BC if Turtle Gardens is no longer open?
It means that the tough, unruly dogs have nowhere to go. The dogs that have been chained for 5 years and are nipping at people and are act aggressively, they've got nowhere to go. And all you do is you take them off the chain. You teach them how to be a dog. They observe from the other dogs, and they learn how to be a dog again. And then they can go into the community again as a family pet. We teach them how to be a family pet and how to be a dog again. They lose their chain dog eyes.
It sounds like this has been a long-standing back and forth between Turtle Gardens and SPCA. At the risk, though, are the lives and futures of these dogs. Why not just change some of your rules so that you can be within the SPCA's parameters?
If we put the dogs in a concrete cage, these dogs, it's just the same as keeping them tied up on a chain. They are isolated. These dogs are pack animals, and they love to be in a group and touching each other.
Yvette Labatt, when do the doors officially close on Turtle Gardens?
They closed. I took the last two dogs in last weekend. We're not taking in any more intakes.
And what happens? How many dogs do you have on your property right now?
We have about 30 dogs. 20 would be sanctuary dogs, and we have 10 adoptables.
And so what happens next with these 30 dogs?
Well, the 20 dogs, sanctuary dogs, will stay as sanctuary dogs, and they will be safe. The adoptable dogs, will either send them to our trusted friend, Penny Stone, or we will put them in foster homes in Vancouver and adopt them out ourselves. It depends on how much time we have, and these are really good young dogs.
Any chance you think that Turtle Gardens will reopen?
What we want to do is we have to build more fences, level the yards, make this place pretty, because we don't look pretty. What we look like makes a difference, and the concept is that we're not conforming and looking good to the public. I've always felt that the money is better spent on vet care and good food and for the dogs, and not on the property itself for painting the house and those kind of things.
Well,
so we're going to make the place look better and more more like everybody else.
So gone, but possibly not forever. Yvette, I hope you'll keep us up to date with what's going on at Turtle Gardens. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
Yvette Labatt, president of Turtle Gardens. We reached her in Topley this morning.